service battery, service airbag. I'm like, oh, you know, what have I done? Have I fried the computer in this thing? And is the alternator going out? So I start hightailing for Little Rock as fast as I can go with no air conditioner, no heater, running no lights, thinking it's my alternator. I'm draining my battery. You know, I've just got all these terrible thoughts. I'm going to get stranded if I can just make it to Heber Springs. If I can make it to Heber Springs, then the towing bill won't be so big when they have to come get me and all this. And you know what? I made it all the way to Little Rock. As a matter of fact, I made it all the way home. And that thing started up this morning just fine, not a problem. All that worry, all that sweating on the side of the road in Mountain View, Arkansas, trying to, all that worrying about, you know, what's the home office going to think when they get this, you know, towing bill on this car and needs a new alternator, and was this problem caused by the fact that I had a fender bender? You know, did I knock something loose, and they're going to blame me for that too? And all this fear and negative, and all it was dirty battery terminals. That's all it was. In fact, it's where I should have started with. Instead of thinking all the big things and the most negative thing you can think, alternator. And I don't know if you know where the alternator is on that car or the starter is on that car. I ain't changing it, I guarantee you. But I started thinking about, you know, how I worry and fret over things that it's nothing. But in the heat of the moment, when you're on the side of the road, it's a big, big thing. It's a big thing. And I went to work this morning in a 100 times better mood. What'd you say? You guess so, huh? But, yeah, big help. But I just wanted to stand and tonight, and it seemed kind of slow. But I guess the slower it got, the more thankful I started feeling. And I mean, and sometimes it's the little things, and sometimes the little things aren't that little. I mean, Brother Daniel's with us here tonight. I mean, we were worried. We were really worried. You know, when I walked in tonight and saw him, and that's like the icing on the cake. I mean, just seeing my brothers and sisters here tonight. And I just want to, you know, I feel like I'd be amiss, you know, that, I, you know, like I said, but just got up Sunday. You don't need to get up again. But I bet the lepers didn't say that. The leper that was healed, well, I was healed. I said thanks once, but that's good. I don't think that's the way that went. I really don't. You know, and the scripture of if you don't praise me, I'll make the rocks cry out. Well, I don't want to have the rocks cry out. I don't want to have that happen. And I just want, and somebody else, something else I'm thankful for tonight. It's Anthony Atkins. I walked in, and I tell you, when we pulled in off the parking lot, I'm going to make him blush too. I saw that white truck up there, my heart jumped. It really did. I was like, well, there's my buddy Anthony. It was good to see him. So it's good to see all my brothers and sisters here tonight, and I appreciate God.
Brother Brett got up, and then also my wife was staring a hole through me. So one of the two, I'm going to feel better one way or another. As he was relating his experiences with his automobile, it made me think about something. It actually hit something in my mind when he was talking about what was wrong with his car. As this week has been hadn't been a bad week at work by no means, but there's been some things that Jennifer and I have been talking about and going through that's been a very rough week. And when he was talking about what was wrong, you know, you think about all the large things, what could it be, the alternator, things of that nature, and it was those connections. And I was thinking about, you know, it's the same way spiritually sometimes for me. You know, if I can just make sure my connection with God is clear, if I can just make sure that I can just reach out, you know, that's what it is. If I can just clean off that corrosion from the world, if I can get those things out of my mind and just lift my hands and get a good connection to Him, then everything is going to be all right. You know, even if the car doesn't start or if things don't happen that way, God, help it work something in me. Help me to get a little bit closer to You, Lord, so my connection is always strong. And I can relate to the car in relation to I'm working on my Corolla is 12 years old now, and everyone who does know me knows that I like to ride a car until it, you know, until it falls apart in the parking lot and you can't sell it. You know, this is Lazarus number two for me out there right now. And the other way on the way home, or the other day on the way home, I was driving and just going along, everything is fine, and I see something flicker on the side of my car, and it was my check engine light. And it just goes, you know, just goes a little in, and then boom, it comes on. And I'm about 4 miles from home, and I'm thinking, okay, it's not my oil. You know, I mean, I'm thinking of going over everything just as he was doing. What is it? And, of course, you know, so I get my manual out. I'm that guy, and I'm looking through because I remember the van had some different things. Well, it just says in here, something's wrong. Take it to the dealer. I'm like, oh, whatever. That was just wrong. I mean, come on. Y'all worked hard on that one. The orange light comes on, go spend money. That's what it might as well have said. So next day, I took it to the Toyota dealer, and this is not the time for me to need, you know, there's never a great time to have car trouble. But when finances are not the best, it's really not a good time because you're thinking, well, great, my car's messed up, and I'm not just going to be able to smile on them. Okay, we'll fix it for you. But I went to the dealer, and they checked it out. You know, after about 35, 40 minutes of sitting there, they come back, and the man pulls out a list, and I'm just like, I was thinking, you know, I kept praying. I'm praying all these different prayers. Lord, let him come out and say, well, the engine light is off, and everything is okay. And he didn't do that. He came out, and he had this big list, just thing after thing. And for what he said was wrong, it was $600. And I was thinking, six? Are you crazy? I don't want a new car. You know, I mean, that's what I would pay for a new car. But $600, I don't have that right now. So the first thing I asked him, because he explained to me, and I understood basically what it was, I said, well, tell me this. From everything you're saying to me, my car is not going to blow up now, is it? And he said, no. I said, but you're saying that the part is $400, and to get it put on, it's another $200, right? He says, yes. I said, okay, well, have a nice day. You know, I said, you can go ahead and check my oil or change my oil, and I left on out of there. Well, this is where I know that God may not, you know, miraculously, my engine may not, like, glow, and I hear angels in the heavens and trumpets, and it be fixed. But God also touches our minds. You know, I'll tell you something. I could say years ago now. Years ago, or about 8.5 years ago, when I was considering Jennifer as someone to talk to as a potential spouse, I wrestled with, you know, knowing whether or not it was God's will. And Brother Weininger, thank the Lord for his wisdom, he sat me down after many, many talks with him about it, and he found out, I don't know if he was a little frustrated with me, but he was like, Brother Phil, let me give you some advice. And I said, okay. And so I got my pen out, you know, I'm ready. All right, what is it? You know, God gave you a good mind too, and I think you know what to do, and you just need to do it. And I was just like, I was looking for something more than that, Brother Weininger. Help me out, you know. I want you to tell me what to do, is what I wanted, but he didn't. He said, God has given you a good enough mind to figure it out yourself. You know, you've gotten the answer you've been seeking. Well, it's the same thing. God impressed upon me, it has, and I can't even explain it. I'm not a mechanical guy, but basically it has to do with the fuel intake and about this particular mechanism that gets clogged over time. Well, then God started working up here, and he was like, all right, Phil, come on, think it through. If it's taken a long time and it now is clogged, well, it's possible that it could be declogged. And I go to Walmart, because I'm cheap also, to get my gas there and get the 3 cents off, right? All right, and they've got that little thing there that says, use Aditech. And this is a commercial form, okay? I'm on their payroll now. And it goes through the commercial of telling what it does. And that was hitting in my mind. I'm like, okay, he said it was this thing that had to do with the fuel. They say if I use this, it'll clean that very thing that is supposedly broken. So I told Jennifer, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go there, and I really believe if I will just get gas there and use that a couple of times, that check engine light is going to go off. So I went to Walmart, I filled up, 3 days later, I'm about, you know, I'm about to a fourth of a tank left. I get in my car, I turn it on, and wouldn't you know, my check engine light is off, and it's working now. It's fine. And I went ahead and went back to Walmart and did it again just to make sure. But I appreciate God for those type of things. I appreciate God for putting that in my mind, for allowing me to think about that. I would much rather spend $16 than $600 any day of the week. And I think I can get an amen on that one from everybody here. But I want to say I appreciate God, and I want to keep my connection with Him clear. I want to make sure that my mind, that I'm not off in a virtual reality land doing all the things that Brother Mike was talking about. You know, I have a bad, I really do. Me personally, I am an escapist. I'm one that if things are going bad, you know, give me a book, let me go off to a far happy place, and then I won't be thinking about, you know, the bills that came in the mail and the check that's not there. You know, I won't be thinking about someone's sickness or any of the number of things that we might have to encounter in this world. That's the kind of person I am. But what I want to do, though, is like he said, I want to get my connection clear to God, and I want to realize, Lord, no matter all those things, you know what? I'm just going to hold your hand, and I'm going to walk with you. I'm just going to stay right there with you. And I know as long as I've got my hand in his, and I'm not pulling away, Sister Crow, as long as that happens, no matter what comes my way, no matter what bills come my way, no matter what car breaks down, God is with me. God is with me to help me grow, because right now, this is the whole thing about I'm walking with the footman. I'm running with the footman. Well, one of these days, those issues, those problems, they're not going to be about our car. They're not going to be about, you know, the bills. It's going to be a little more stringent than that. Well, I want to be able to run with the horsemen. I want to be able to move up a little bit higher. Yeah. I want to be able to have my post clear all the time and say, God, you lead me. You guide me, Lord, no matter what the issue, no matter what the problem, I want to keep my eyes focused on Him. So I want to say I really appreciate this service tonight. It had been a very, I tell you what, if you would have talked to us Tuesday night, and from the way I'm feeling, and I know Jennifer is as well, not even 24 hours, how difference that can make, as far as, because we made up in our mind, we have to depend upon God. But you know that what? That wasn't just me saying, okay, I'm just going to pray and have faith and think. No, there was some steps. It was like, all right, Jennifer, we can't physically do anything to change this, but we can start doing these things. Because, you know, I want to be a farmer that's putting out the seed. You know, I got to at least do that. If I'm a farmer, I have to put the seed out. I can't just stand there and look at my field and say, all right, God, let it rain and let the magic corn grow. There's no corn there if there's no seed out there, if I haven't planted something out there. So we started doing that, and over less than 24 hours, the situation has already started to change. And God is moving on our behalf on a number of fronts all at the same time. When yesterday I was distraught, I had no idea what was going to happen. But God was there. And so I want to get up and I want to appreciate that and lift up the name of the Lord tonight. Is there anyone that deserves more praise and honor than our God in heaven? And thank the Lord for Jesus, His Son. And I appreciate being here.
Oh, wow. singing Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And I don't have details about, are we eating afterwards? Are we? Let's see there. We'll be serving sandwiches afterwards. Oh. There's the person I need to ask. Sister Ann, are we having, are we serving food after the singing? Okay, so we're going to have good fellowship and good music. Tell your friends and neighbors, and if they want to hear some good gospel singing, to come to the singing. We've got people been practicing, and it ought to be a good time. You never can tell what may happen. Last time we had the Spirit fall, and we could have people could get saved, and people could get filled with the Holy Ghost. You never can tell when we have a singing. And so it's a good outreach to invite people. So I want to, we've been practicing. We practiced last week. We practiced, I think maybe one night this week. We'll be practicing tomorrow night. So I think we've even got somebody coming down from Missouri that Brother York used to play some music with him. He's coming down. He plays a steel guitar. And I think hopefully some Republic folks come down for singing. And, well, I don't know. No, none of them are. Oh, that's right. The drums can't come. Oh, we have a Brother Mike tonight with us, by the way. So, he's with us. And so, Sister McGowan, I'm going to call somebody this week. She's holding me to that deal I said the other night about calling somebody. And I hadn't called. And I said, she goes, you called somebody this week? I said, the week ain't over. I tried to call Brother Daniels. No, I didn't. Really. But anyway, I'm going to do that. So let's go home tonight. Spread the good news. Tell them there's a wonderful life out here, a wonderful planet, a wonderful creation that God wants us to enjoy, and that we can, there's hope. And you are somebody. You are a child of the King. Hallelujah. And they can, and you can be adopted in this king, into his, actually born with us, born into it. You can be born into it and become a child, another heir with me in this great kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go home tonight in the care and keeping Lord, and just say hi next to each other. You don't have to go across the aisle. Amen. Hallelujah.